It's up close and on fire with your hosts, Lady Spitfire and Kickass.
Welcome to the sixth installment here at Livewire with Lady Spitfire and Kickass. I'm your host, Lady Spitfire. Thanks for joining us today. Hope you guys are having a great morning so far. Today we are featuring the band Candlelight Red. They are a four-piece modern rock band from Williamsport, PA, with two full-length albums and a one EP for their credit. For this week's episode, we decided to concentrate on their most recent release, Reclamation, released in 2013 on the Imogen label. They are still active, toured with a renewed vigor in 2016, and are planning new material in 2017 per a New Year's Day post on the Facebook page. So we are going to play for you three of their songs off of that track, and we'll be back in a few. This is Broken Glass by Candlelight Red. That was a little bit of Candlelight Red with Broken Glass right here on Livewire with Lady Spitfire and Kickass. The quartet of vocalists Ryan Hoke, Jeremy Edge, Jamie Murat, and Brian Dugan hit all the right touchstones for 21st century mainstream modern rock. This vocalist alternates between clean melodies and grinny screams with ease, down-tuned guitar work that features tight, crunchy rhythms and fluid leads and drums that do their job of keeping the beat and knowing just the right places to bust out on the right kind of fill. And I gotta give a massive shout out to CJ. He's the one that writes our reviews, and we're the ones that share it with the world. So, in case you haven't figured it out yet, Livewire with Spitfire and Kickass is not just me and Kickass all the time. Now it includes CJ, where CJ's doing a lot of the back end work for us because our prior review guy, quite frankly, sucked. Couldn't get a lot of reliability out of him. But I guess that's how it goes when you need people to work for you and you ask them to donate their time and they just frankly don't give a fuck. So right after this next commercial, we're going to play our next choice of track from Candlelight Red. This is called Like a Disease, right after a brief word from our sponsor, Mr. Kickass himself.
Christmas is over. So is New Year's. So you know, it's time for that other joyous time of the year. Tax season. If you're looking for a firm that'll focus on your individual needs, please check out Glenn D. Murphy, Certified Public Accountant. They'll always treat you like a customer that matters. Our firm is large enough to offer a full range of professional services, but small enough to give you the individual attention you deserve. If you need help with IRS representation, management and advisory services, business consulting, estate and trust tax preparation, financial analysis, financial statements, whatever problem you have, bring it to Glenn D. Murphy. Problem solved. Please find us on the web at www.gdmcpa.com or give us a call at 570-969-0850. That's Glenn D. Murphy, Certified Public Accountant, 570-969-0850.
Cause you knew I would. You made me play another game.
That was Like a Disease off of the Reclamation album. Hope you guys are enjoying this so far. Of course, don't forget our sponsors, SpitfireandKickAss.com, where you can find all the adventures of Kickass and myself. Also, Wilkes-Barre Scranton Night Out, where to go, what to do, and not to eat in all Northeast PA. And you don't have to be in Northeast PA to be in a band, to be on the site where we give it to you for free. Or business, if you are Pennsylvania bound, that's right, Pennsylvania bound, we're here for you. Bands advertise for free, businesses, I got you locked in at $1 a day, can't beat it. And don't tell me, oh well, I use surveys to survey our customers, to see where our customers are coming from, and I didn't make any money off of it. Listen. I am responsible for past mistakes. I'm responsible for my own. You need to give me a chance to help you get noticed. Surveys don't work. Paper doesn't work. Television doesn't work. Billboards don't work. And neither does effing radio. It's what we're here for. Podcasts are the way of the future. And another thing, too, I don't know if you guys know this or not, but venues are getting nailed. For you bands out there that want to cover the big name artists, ASCAP, BMI, they're all coming down on these venues. We need more original music in this area because it's the original music that becomes future artists like Candlelight Red. But let's get bands like this back in the venues again rather than playing the big stage arenas and paying hundreds of dollars to go see a show. $5 a cover. Three bands last night. Drama Scream, Threat Point, Traverse the Abyss. I've seen Threat Point several times. I've got their tattoo on my arm. Talk about a blessing. I love those guys. CJ. Captain James, because he's also a CJ. Matt Van Fleet. And, of course, Alex. Best lineup ever in the years of Threat Point. And I'm not saying that in a bad way. I know the other ones before. Whatever lineup Threat Point's had, it's always been a good rocking fucking time. Excuse the French. Haven't had the chance to see Traverse the Abyss yet. Eric's fronting that band now. He was also a part of Threat Point at one point. But I got to tell you, Drama Scream, Warren is the future. Evanescence, Flyleaf, Hailstorm, that woman right there. She's one of several reasons why I got into singing, which if those of you haven't heard, I've released a song, Effort Never Dies, that's out there on all your major streaming platforms. You can get it on iTunes, three different versions. I suggest just put your headphones on, shut the fuck up, and listen to the beginning and the end, because that's a message to every one of my haters out there who are not Lady Spitfire approved, because they see me as a threat, they want to be me, and they hate themselves. I think it's absolutely ridiculous that there's so much hate in the world, but what are you going to do? People are idiots. The production on Reclamation is also listener-friendly, enhancing the band's main sound with ambient and unobtrusive keyboards, leaving Dungan's drums dry and compressed for a truly heavy sound rather than the excessive cement room echo sound from certain 80s metal records, and occasionally throwing in a shade of reverb on Hoke's vocals for emphasis. If this band doesn't find themselves at a higher level in their career before 2017 ends, I agree with CJ. There's definitely something wrong. After our next sponsor, we're going to play for you same album off of Candlelight Red. This we're going to play some Demons off of the Reclamation album as well. And then we're going to come back for a little bit. I'm going to give you more of my rants and raves and everything else that I find wrong in the fucking music scene. And then we're going to call it a day. Stick around.
Up Close and On Fire with Lady Spitfire is brought to you by Dragon's Den Tattoo at 620 Market Street, Kingston, Pennsylvania. Call Shannon at 570-287-1794 to set up an appointment and tell him Lady Spitfire sent you. That's Dragon's Den Tattoo, 620 Market Street, Kingston, Pennsylvania, 570-287-1794.
Smoking had your chance, but temptation found you. You crossed the line, you know I'm right. Now take the blame for the way that drowned you. Run to me singing protection, and you know I tried, but your demons are all coming after you. I fell like a beat up doll. Come by the hand.
Off of Reclamation by Candlelight Red. Those of you just tuning in now, you've listened to the sixth installment here at the series, here at the Social Victory Media headquarters located in Scranton, Pennsylvania. Hope you guys all enjoyed the show. So if you're a band and you're in PA, give me a shout. I'd love to have you on my show, or our show, that is. If you're not a PA band and you're sending me music, because I know a lot of you guys have been sending me music, sorry to say I'm not able to have you on my show, but I'd like you to check out some of my friends, such as New Regal Radio. And there you'll find my friends Jasper and Linda. They are in the UK and they are very wonderful DJs to have. So, month is gone by of 2017. And so far, 2017 has been very good to me. And in the last episode, you guys heard my track, Never Dies. I am in the process of writing track 2. Just to give you guys a little bit of a background, it has to do with the last 14 years of my life prior to March of 15, where my life got very dark and it got very brutal. And I had a nice band of haters who almost consumed my life. But thanks to my partner, Mr. Kickass, who him and I are in a courted relationship now for good, I was able to overcome it. So when I release the second track, I really hope you guys listen to the words, because a lot of my songs have to do with suicide awareness. Not saying that I was a case for it, but you never know. Someday God may decide to let the pen dry. Your life could be over. Don't let the world consume you with hate and jealousy, because you never know, one of these days, one of those people that you have hate and jealousy toward may in fact end up saving your life someday. So with that being said, I'm out of here for now. See y'all next week.
You've been listening to Up Close and On Fire with your hosts, Lady Spitfire and Kickass.